Good evening. It is 9:24 Central European time, and I am talking to you from the Martin's Hotel in Bruges, and we are just after having a very strange dinner. Dinner was nice, but it was strange, and it reminded me of Campbell's Catering on their worst day ever in the college canteen. Anyway, how has it been? How has the day been? Well, we had round one of the Nations Cup. This basically is a giant table quiz of where the top eight teams qualify for knockout phases tomorrow. And ninth and tenth also qualify for something. I'm not quite sure what it was. I think it was just a playoff for ninth place, I think. So anyway, we took part in that. And we had fourth person, unbelievably. Our original fourth person didn't make it. But just at the last second, wasn't it literally like a minute before? The way my memory has it is like a minute before round one began. A chap strolled over, nice guy. I'd say he was maybe about, he was in his 40s, late 40s, and he was an English fellow. And he said he'd an Irish grandmother. His name was Steve. And he just turned up, he's here for the weekend, but he wasn't going to part in the Nations Cup. But he'd heard we're stuck, and would we have him? And I said, oh, definitely, please sit down. Now, it was probably the hardest quiz we ever took part in.
Amen to that.
Yes, definitely. As an example, a question that stuck in my mind was, it opened with a picture of a lady playing what looked like a piano, with her back to the audience, to the photographer. And then the question was revealed. Name this Polish harpsichordist who led the harpsichord revival in the mid-20th century.
George Brown.
Now, I don't know about you, but the harpsichord revival passed me by. I was not aware of it. And I've forgotten that woman's name already.
Lewandowska.
Lewandowska, David says.
I'm not going to forget the Polish harpsichord revival, ever.
Okay. So anyway, to cut a long story short, we scored a, on another night, pathetic 35 points, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. That's out of 100 now. It wasn't a question or a quiz with eight rounds or anything. 35 points, which saw us finish 11th in the top tier Nations Cup. We nearly were 10th. We were only a point behind Germany. Having been 4 points behind them with 3 rounds to go. We beat them by a point in every round of the last 3 rounds. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough. We did beat Denmark by a long way. Bet them by 9 points. And Hungary by 3 points. So that was us in 35. Anyway, we missed out on 9th, 10th place playoff. Scotland and Germany will have that. France, Estonia, Wales are then in, and Netherlands are in positions 5 to 8. And the top teams, unbelievable different league to us. For example, Belgium won. Remember, we got 35 out of 100. They got 86 out of 100. England were second behind them with a team that can only be described as the Harlem Globetrotters of quizzing. And they finished on 85 points out of 100. Norway and Finland then are much of a muchness with each other. They were in third and fourth on 62 and 60, respectively. So they're going to play off in the afternoon tomorrow. They'll be the semi-finals of that competition. The individual competition is kicking off at 10 in the morning, and we're all entered in that, so hopefully that'll go a bit better than tonight went. Although, you know, I'm happy enough with how it finished, like, because we were just petrified, especially when we only had three of us at one point, that we'd be last, but thankfully that didn't happen. We also have been told by people who've had experience, have been here before, that the qualifier round for the Nations Cup is indeed the hardest it gets here. They open hard, and that's what it, so that's hopefully another good sign. So, as always, I'll keep you informed of how it goes tomorrow. Do you want to say anything? Good night, lads.
Good night, lads.
Belgium. It is strange.
Wise words to finish with. Okay, thank you for listening. I've been John Nolan, representing Ireland at the European Quiz Championships 2011. Day one is over. Well, officially. We're actually going back out to do some more quizzing now. The movie quiz kicks off in half an hour in the bar. Talk to you tomorrow.